Bungwin had tucked a flask of his cordial into her knapsack. It complemented their supper quite nicely. The hermit sat with her back against the oak, eating a throttle twist, which was cooked to the green stick, and sipping cordial. Maudie was a garrulous creature, and often held conversations with herself.
"Wonder if Corporal Thwell's nose is still swollen. Big, droopy-faced raw stickler. I should have jolly well given him a cauliflower ear, what? I'll bet some of the chaps back at barracks would go green if they could see me now. Assistant cook, sent out on a blinkin' secret important mission, eh? Struth! If I make a bloomin' good go at this, Lord Ashiel'll probably promote me to Colonel Cook in charge. Ho-ho! See, I see. I'd liven him up a bit, what?"
Maudie put on what she imagined was a doddery, commanding voice issuing orders to all and sundry.
"Haw, haw, haw, you there, young fellow, me laddo. Fetch me a bumpkin or fine, fettle old cider. There's a good chap. I say, Corporal, watch your face. Thwell, yes, you, sir. Kindly slice me a skull and bung some raspberry jam on it. Don't stand there catching flies with your mouth. Jump to it, laddie buck. Ah, this is the jolly old life. What, what?"
She chunted on to herself as the evening sun dipped into the western horizon. It was comfortable, sitting by the little fire, taking supper in the warm afterglow. Maudie had been walking all day, apart from the few hours she had spent with Bungwin Hermit. The young hermaid let her eyes slowly droop shut. She was hardly aware of the two sand lizards, each holding the end of a rope. They scampered on either side of her, racing round the oak trunk, which Maudie had her back to. She blinked and sat up straight.
"What the bloom?"
The reptiles raced by her again, meeting up at the rear of the tree, where they swiftly knotted the rope. Maudie strained at her bonds, but her body and forepaws were bound tight to the oak. She was trapped. The hermaid's first reaction tumbled forth indignantly.
"I say, let me loose, you sniggy rotters, or it'll be the worse for you, flippin' cads."
The rest of the lizards slithered out of cover to confront her. The largest of the bunch, the first one she had attacked earlier, came right up to Maudie. There was a blotchy swelling on the side of his jaw. He hissed viciously at her, pointing to the injury.
"See this? Now you will suffer for it."